Philip Semple PhD Dissertation Grade. Today's date is 11/30/2024. Patient is for Dominga Gregorio spells Gregoria. Dominga spells Dominga. Date of birth is 02/18/1974. This is a 50-year-old female here with a sinus headache. Period. Patient stated this has been going on for several days, but it's gotten worse in the last 5. He described pain as pressure like located in the maxillary and frontal sinuses. Worse with leaning forwards, the pain is approximately 7/10 period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports chills, myalgia. Next line, she report. Body aches. Next line, she report increased temperature. She says she feels hot but did not check her temperature. Next line, patient reports her urine cause her slight pain sometimes when she urinates. Next line, patient reports a decreased appetite and a painful tooth. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Cholecystitis, past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, family history is Nana. Next paragraph, surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, last menstrual period is 11/5/2024. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 95% room air, blood pressure is 133/85, pulse 112, respiration 24. Open parenthesis, patient screens positive for SIRS. She was advised what this means and need for evaluation at a higher level. She declined statement. She has no insurance and does not want to go to an emergency room. Period. Next paragraph. Please decline all comments after vital signs. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Next paragraph, HENT. Nose congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next line. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next line. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no tenderness of palpation. Period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Assessment number 2. Acute rhinitis. Assessment number 3, acute pharyngitis. Next paragraph, patient was offered the following tests, flu and COVID. She declined, citing funds as a reason. Next paragraph, patient received the following medication in the ER, Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed for approximately 20 minutes after injection, then re-evaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication. Says she's beginning to feel a little better. Discomfort with being discharged. Patient was discharged with the following Zithromax 250 milligrams, 2 pill now, 1 pill daily thereafter until gone. Number 6, next medication, prednisone 20 milligrams, 1 pill in the morning for 10 days. Number 10, she was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of discussion.